Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's 7:03, 71. We got some clouds this morning. It's going to be sunny and hot. We'll get to about 93, 94 by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning. We are following breaking news. A man is dead in far north Dallas, where a police standoff ended in gunfire overnight.
Detectives spent the night at the home where the man was hit in what Dallas PD calls an officer-involved shooting. KRLD's Russell Scott is reporting from the scene. Russell.
We're at Far Hills in Knollwood. That's the intersection that's just west of Coit, just south of Spring Valley here in North Dallas. As the sun comes up, I can see it's a tree-lined neighborhood, a middle-class neighborhood. Neighbor tells me it all started around 7:30 or 7:45 last night with a man and a knife.
At around 7 o'clock p.m., he came at the police with the, came out of his house with the, like a knife and was charging the police. They were telling him to get back in his home. And so he just, it was basically just a standoff.
Apparently, that standoff went for quite some time. Another neighbor tells me he heard officers on a loudspeaker asking the man to surrender. He says around 2 o'clock this morning, that's when he no longer heard police officers or anything else. Again, police tell us they'll release more information later today. At this time, all we know, one person dead, officer-involved shooting, no policemen were hurt. In far north Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather. 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little. Great to have you with us this morning. And we got a mystery in Heath. A baby is dead. The infant was found abandoned in a car left in the parking lot at Rockwall Heath High School.
The baby was already dead when discovered in the car about 4:40 yesterday afternoon, about a half hour after school was dismissed. Now, there's a lot we don't know yet, like who the owner of the car is, for example. Police can't say how long the baby had been dead, but they do believe the little one had actually been left alone in the car at a home, and the car was then driven to the school. We also don't know if the car was left at Heath by a student or anyone else connected to the campus. We are expecting to hear more from police later with more information. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, now check this out. A man is accused of threatening to blow up an immigration facility here in Dallas. He's now facing criminal charges.
Homeland Security says 36-year-old Bratton Dean Wilkinson went to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office in Dallas on Monday and claimed he had a bomb in his backpack. They say he also told the security officer that he had a detonator on his wrist. They called the Dallas Police Department's bomb squad and issued a shelter-in-place order for the building while Wilkinson was taken into custody. He is charged with making terroristic threats. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And you should know that the suspect actually had no explosive device.
It is 7:07 at KRLD, and today is day two of a major job fair in Arlington as ICE works to fill thousands of positions. We talked to a couple applicants who say they're interested in a variety of jobs available.
Just by being labeled as a deportation officer, you can do into like administrative roles, you can go into detention roles and stuff like that.
Any kind of any kind, mechanic or driving.
A few protesters gathered outside with signs like Texas stands for immigrants. One even gave applicants driving by the middle finger. The job fair continues today at Arlington's Esports Stadium.
Well, for better or for worse, and your mileage may vary on this one, we still got a lot of people moving to Texas. And a couple of cities here rank among the best in the country for economic development.
Austin topped the list by Coworking Cafe. The site says Austin has a diverse economy ranging from tech to government to education. And median earnings have jumped 33% since 2019. Fort Worth ranks fifth, and when Governor Greg Abbott was in town to sign a bill this summer, he said the city continues to draw interest from Fortune 500 companies.
You've seen more and more of them say, you know, the right place for us is Fort Worth or in Tarrant County.
Coworking Cafe says Texas A&M and TCU expanding campuses in downtown Fort Worth can add research and innovation hubs, saying workforce is the new currency of economic development. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KURLD.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Powerball jackpot climbs to an estimated $815 million after nobody hits Monday night's drawing. It's now the seventh largest in the game's history. A cash option of about $368 million is up for grabs. In tonight's drawing, joy turns to grief and sorrow in Bulk Springs as a 33-year-old man is shot dead at his son's baptism and daughter's birthday celebration. It was the same celebration. The suspect in the shooting is a 19-year-old relative. The relative now charged with murder. Dallas police say officers were called to a home in North Dallas last night, north of 635 near Coit, after a man threatened a woman with a knife. The woman got away safely. SWAT was called in, and as the officers approached the house, the man came out. The man was shot. We're told he's dead.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News, right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You got to know that there is nobody more excited about Taylor Swift's engagement than the CEO of Cracker Barrel.
Ah!
Period. 7:23 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
Well, it is. A man is hanging on to life after being shot by an accused gang member in Garland, who's only 16 years old.
There were a number of car burglaries along Dalewood Trail, and two neighbors were trying to basically make a citizen's arrest of a suspect while awaiting responding officers. During the struggle, the suspect pulled a gun and shot one of the neighbors, Officer Matt Pesta.
Our officer was right there. I mean, he was just seconds from pulling up, and he actually heard the gunshot, but he didn't really know what was going on yet.
Officers eventually found the suspect, who was facing several charges, both related to the shooting and unrelated. The neighbor faces several surgeries if he survives. In Dallas County, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, my friend. So let me just give you a light disagreement. The CEO of Cracker Barrel, I understand Taylor Swift kicked him off the, you know, off the headlines.
Right.
But think of the billions of dollars worth of free publicity.
That's what Trump said.
Yeah, and I mean, my goodness, you know, I hadn't thought about Cracker Barrel hadn't crossed my mind for years. And that's the problem, is that's one of the things they were trying to do, is shake it up because nobody was going anymore. So I don't know. We'll see. Well, it'd be interesting to see what their same store sales are like after all this. Today, I think the focus is going to be on NVIDIA. In fact, I know the focus is going to be on NVIDIA. This is the $4.4 trillion company, but they're coming with their earnings after the close. And so not only do we care about them, but also it's sort of a state of artificial intelligence speech that'll be taking place. And that's a big part of the marketplace. That's a very big part of the marketplace. Meanwhile, the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ are tracking for their fourth consecutive month of gains in a row. We're close to all-time record highs. There was a pause yesterday in trading as everybody tried to see exactly what the outcome of this latest squabble between now the president and the Fed, or more specifically, Lisa Cook, was going to be. And I think the resolution is going to be she's going to file suit against the president today. It's got to go to court. They're probably going to get a stay. It's probably going to be several weeks before we do anything. So the market just kind of decided, well, we'll go on and worry about other stuff like NVIDIA. And also a fistful of earnings reports out today. One company, I think one of the arguably better named companies that's on the exchange is MongoDB. I wasn't quite sure what they did for a long time. It's some sort of a software company. But anyway, the earnings were great. The stock's up 30%, I think, on name recognition alone. Kohl's reported numbers that were good. Stock's up 18%. Schmucker's says nobody's buying peanut butter and jelly. That stock's down 5%.
Nobody's buying peanut butter and jelly?
Nope.
It's all the shots, it's out? Man. It's the shots.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. Is Ozempic?
Yeah.
Well, or maybe the, yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Wow.
So, and in fact, Eli Lilly is up again today. Crude's up 17 cents. Gold's down $2.40, 34.3060, and the 10-year rate, 4.27%. That's up a little bit today. Of course, school's back in session, so come to think of it, maybe peanut butter and jelly are back on the card.
Or sun butter, if you're... you can't.
Oh, sunflower seed butter?
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that.
That's gross.
You can't
do peanut butter at school, man.
Oh, they don't let you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. So the Dow looks up 36 points on the opening. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Got to keep reminding myself to start taking Ozempic. I need to be on the bandwagon for that.
Oh, yes. That's just what you need. You'll disappear.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the price of goods that you order from overseas are about to get more expensive. Starting on Friday, items that cost more than $100 will no longer be duty-free. Dallas trade attorney Michelle Schultz.
If I import something through FedEx, FedEx will add a charge to my list of fees and charges, and that charge will be duties.
Now, items $800 and less had been duty-free since 2016. This new rule exempts things worth under $100. Swiss Post and Japan Post say they will soon suspend shipments bound for the U.S. Postal services in Australia, India, New Zealand, and the U.K. and other parts of Europe have said they will also stop shipping parcels to the States. The rule went into effect for China in early May.
The All Local is updated three times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.